Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. We're here at United Orthodox Synagogues for our weekly class in Parshat HaShavua, our lunch and learn. Let's just put these in the middle, so if anyone else comes, they'll have them. And today we are going to try to figure out who sold Yosef. No, I don't think we need the Tanakh.
No?
Who sold Yosef? We think we know the answer. Who sold Yosef?
His brothers.
So it is, that's the way we learn it. But it is far from clear that that is actually what happened. And so we are going to try to figure that out today and look at least two different approaches to who sold Yosef. So first we're going to start with the colored packet, for those of you watching at home. We're going to start with Genesis, Bereshit, Perek, Lamed, Zion, chapter 37, and we're on the color-coded sheet. This is the a couple of the verses that deal with the sale of Yosef. So we know that at the beginning, earlier in the story, Yosef upsets his brothers, and then they want to get rid of him. And when he finally approaches them in verse 23, he gets them. They strip him of his coat. Va'yikachuhu va'yishlichu oto habora v'haborek ein bomayim. They throw him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And now here is where it gets a little confusing. Let's just look at the color coding for a second. We have a number of different groups here. We have the brothers. They're not color coded, right? We have the brothers. Then we have the Yishmaelim. That's another group. Then we have the Midyanim. That is another group. They're in blue. The Yishmaelim are in pink. The Midyanim are in blue. Then we have a third group, Middanim. They're on the bottom in orange. Right? Middanim, Midyanim, and Yishmaelim. And the brothers. And then we have a lot of verbs. We have Vayim Shichu, Vayaalu, Vayim Kiru, Vayaviu. They drew him up, they sold him, and they brought him. What are all these groups doing in relation to Yosef? In the end, as you see in Pasuk Lamed Vav 36, he ends up in Egypt in the house of Potiphar.
Wait a minute. Here, the Midianites and the orange are spelled, in English, they're spelled the same way.
That's because this English translation has a particular view of this, which we'll get to.
Okay.
But in Hebrew, they are definitely spelt differently.
Midyanim
and Midanim. Okay, good. So, let's see what happened. Let's just read the Pesukim, and you'll tell me what happened. Pasuk 25. Vayishvu lecholechem. The brothers sit down to eat bread. Vayisu einehem vayiru, and they look up and they see.
How do you know it's the brothers?
Because that's who it's talking about in the previous psukim. Okay, but you're right; it's not so clear. Vayisu einehem vayiru. They lift up their eyes and see. Vihine orchat Yishmaelim ba mi Gilad. A caravan of Yishmaelites are coming from Gilad. Ugmalehem nosim nichoot utzri valot. Their camels are bearing spicery, balm, and ladanum. Holchim lahorid Mitzrayim. Going to Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yehuda el Echav. Yehuda says to his brothers, Ma betza ki naharog et achinu. Why should we kill him? What good is that? V'chisinu et damo. And then we're going to have to, and we'll conceal his blood. L'chu v'nim kirenu la Yishmaelim. Let's sell him to the Yishmaelim. V'yadenu al tihibo. And let our hand not be upon him. Ki achinu b'sarenu, because he is our brother and our flesh. Vayishmu echav, and the brothers heard him. What that means, they heard him, they agreed with him.
They listened to him.
Okay, next. Vayavru anashim midyanim socharim, and they're passed by this Midianite group of merchantmen. Now, first question. Vayim shichu vayalu et Yosef min habor. And they drew him and lifted up Yosef from the boar. Who did that?
It's not clear. Is it the Ishmaelites or is it his brothers?
Is it the Ishmaelites?
Or no,
his brothers or the Midyanim? Right, if you just read that pasuk in and of itself, it seems like it's the Midianim, especially because of what I said earlier. This pasuk is talking about Vayavru Anashim Midianim Socharim, this Midianite group,
merchant men,
and then they lift him up. So maybe the Midianites lift him up. Vayim Karu et Yosef li Ishmaelim, and they sold Yosef to
the
Ishmaelim. So now I'll ask you the question again: who sold Yosef?
Or Midianim, or his brother?
Who sold? So right. Who sold Yosef?
Well, the first people to sell him were the, or to get rid of him. We don't know.
No, who sold. I'm asking who sold.
Okay, sold. Well, then not the brother.
Ah, so that's right. If I ask you who sold Yosef, in these psukim, if you just read them straight, there is no evidence that the brother sold Yosef. Unless you read the psukim differently, which we'll see. But if you just read a sort of the most straightforward read, at least in verse 28, it sounds like the brothers thought they were going to sell him to the Ishmaelim, but lo and behold, a group of Midianim come, they drew him out, and they sell him. Okay?
But it makes sense, because if you read Kaftet, it shows you that Reuven looked at the bow and then Yosef. So he's surprised.
He returned to the pit. That's why he was surprised. Where was he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And where are the other brothers? We have to get to that too. You're right. Excellent point. Okay. So, we have a couple of questions. Who did all of the actions in verse 28? Who are the Ishmaelim? Who are the Midianim? Who are the Middanim? And what, if any, relationship do they have to each other? So, we're going to look at two basic approaches to this question, starting with the packet, page 1. By the way, Yosef comes. Reuven comes back. If you continue reading,
yeah,
and then he says to his brothers, "Wait, where is he?"
Yeah.
And what do the brothers say? Nothing. The Torah does not record any response from the brothers, which also raises a question: do the brothers know what happened? Do they not know what happened? Are they keeping quiet?
Well,
right, what's going on?
Reuven think that he was killed because it says that he rents his clothes.
Yes.
Why would he do that?
Good. Excellent. Excellent.
Unless he was
right. Dead. Okay. So these are all excellent questions. So let's look now at Rashi. Rashi has a very interesting way of reading the Psukim, and it is because of Rashi that we are taught and we think that the brothers sold Yosef. Look at keep the color-coded thing in front of you, and look at the packet, page 1, bottom of the page. This is Rashi's commentary on Pasuk 28. Vayimshichu, and they drew him. Now, let's just remember, when we read the Pasukim the first time, who did we think took him out of the boar?
The
Midyanim. Excellent. What does Rashi say? B'nei Yaakov et Yosef min habor. The sons of Yaakov drew Yosef from the pool, from the pit. Vayim kiruhu laYishmaelim, and they sold him to the Ishmaelim. When we read the verse, who did it sound like sold Yosef to the Ishmaelim?
The Midianim.
The same ones who took him out of the pit. But in this case, sold him. The brothers sold him, and then vaYishmaelim laMidianim. Only then the Yishmaelim sell him to the Midianim, and then the Midianim to the Mitzrim. So how on earth does Rashi read the verse now? Right, we read the verse, it seemed clear that the Midianim lifted him up and the Midianim sold him. Rashi says, no, that's not what happened. The brothers lifted him up and the brothers sold him. So let's go back and look at the Pasuk. Vayavru Anashim Midianim Socharim, and they're passed by Midianite merchants. And they, who's they? According to Rashi?
The brothers.
The brothers, meaning the brothers see this unfolding and they come to the hole and they say, hey, let's get rid of him. Meaning they wanted to sell him to the Ishmaelim. But who's there first?
Midianim.
So they pick him up out of the boar. Vayim kiru et Yosef la Yishmaelim. This gets a little tricky. The Midianim are the ones who are next to the boar. But the brothers pick him up and don't sell him to the Midianim, but sell him to the Ishmaelim. We have to figure out how that happened for 20 shekels of silver. And then they, the Ishmaelim, presumably, bring him to Egypt. So Rashi says there's just something missing from the verse, right? Just because the beginning of the verse is talking about the Midyanim, it doesn't mean that the middle of the verse is talking about the Midyanim. For Rashi, the middle of the verse is talking about the brothers. We're back to the brothers. So now we have two ways to look at these psukim. Who sold Yosef? According to Rashi, the brothers to the Midyanim, and then the Midyanim to the Ishmaelim, then the Midyanim sold him to the Ishmaelim, and then he gets down to Potiphar. According to the straight reading of the text,
the brothers had
nothing to do with the sale. We have to come back to that a little bit later. Yes?
You've got grammar in this. Like, does that make any difference? Because in English you've got a semicolon, then in your...
Well, yes, those semicolons are there to try to make heads or tails of what's going on.
That's what I mean.
But in the Torah, there's no...
That's what I mean.
That's what Rashi's doing. Rashi's adding the grammar.
He's putting grammar.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So now we know that according to Rashi, the brothers are the ones who are guilty. Right? They're the ones who sold their brother. Who are the Ishmaelim and who are the Midyanim? Right? Because it's very confusing. If Rashi's right that the brothers are the one who sold him to the Ishmaelim, then what's out of place in verse 28? Seems like a non sequitur. Right, if that's true, then what's out of place in the verse? If the brothers sold him to the Ishmaelim, then what seems to have no purpose in this verse?
That they drew him out of the pit again.
They had to take him out of the pit to sell
him. Yeah, but the Midianim.
No, according to Rashi, if the brothers drew him out of the pit, and the brothers sold him, what's out of place in this verse is the presence of the Midyanim and all. Who cares? Who cares if they're passing by? The brothers, we're ignoring them. There's a group of Midyanim passing by. Hello. Hold on one second. I'm getting a little problem here. I have to start this again.
But you can do every sentence you can change for whatever you want.
Hold on, I'm going to just give me one second because the Facebook thing stopped.
But how did Rashi do
it? Nobody questions Rashi.
No, that's not true. People can question. We're going to see people that are going to disagree.
Why would you think it was the brothers? Why did he decide it was the brothers?
Because the brothers were the... Why? You tell me.
Is it anything to
do? It's clear. One second. That's a good question. It's a good question. Why would we think that the brothers are the ones who sold him?
Well, it says the brothers say, let's sell him.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly the point.
But
the brothers are the ones who say...
How do we know they actually did it?
If the brothers are the... This is why Rashi says what he says. The brothers are the ones who says, let's sell him. So Rashi takes them at their word and says, they're the ones who sold him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're saying it's not that...
We're saying it's not so clear. So you got to take a position, and Rashi takes a position.
This isn't being done in isolation. Maybe the Midianites passing means that witnesses or other groups around. This is just something to tell us. This is not being done in isolation.
Okay, but they don't play a role anywhere else. They don't serve as witnesses. But there's no attempt to even sell him. Meaning, if I would understand that if you would say, oh, the Midianites came by, the brothers said, hey, let's sell him to the Midianites. Midianites said no, then the brothers said something to the Ishmaelites. But that's not recorded. We have it seems like a non sequitur. We're going to get back to it. But that's the problem with Rashi. Okay? But it could be answered. So who are these people? So according to the Midrash, we have the Ishmaelites were one group, and the Midianites, the Ishmaelim were one group, and the Midyanim were another group. Let's look at it. On page 2, right, the Midrash is confused like we're confused. How many times was Yosef sold, the poor guy? Right? So that's what the Midrash asks. This is Bereishit Rabbah, and where it says, Vayim Kiru... this is verse 36. Vahamidanim machruoto. This is a midrash that's commenting on the last verse on the color coded page, not about the Midyanim, but about the Midanim. But it wants to know what's going on. So, how many deeds of sale were written on his account? Right? How many times was he sold? Rav Yudan and Rav Huna disagree. Rav Yudan maintained 4. His brothers sold him to the Ishmaelim. The Ishmaelim to the merchants, who were the Midyanim, because it says merchants in the Torah. the Midianim to the Midanim in verse 37, the people in verse 37, and they, and then to Egypt. Okay?
His brothers
and then Rav Huna says, no, it's five people. You have to add the final sale to Potiphar. Right? There's an additional sale from the Midanim to Potiphar. So it's Yishmaelim, Midyanim, Midanim, Mitzrim, Potiphar. Five buyers.
But they're actually, aren't they actually just saying that because they were mentioned? Because you just said they could have just passed by and not said, I don't want him, I don't buy him, but, you know, we're not interested or whatever, or we do want him. But that's not said either. It's not saying whether they wanted him or didn't want him. You're saying nothing, yet they're still concluding that he was sold.
According to the Midrash, correct. According to the Midrash, the Midyanim play a role. The question then is, what role? I mean, it's unclear from these psukim. There's no indication in the psukim that he was sold at all to the Midyanim. Nonetheless, that is what the Midrash says. Correct. Good question.
So that means that whenever we see something like this, do we then decide that do we jump to that conclusion each time? It's not being said, but we can actually say
it's not. This is the Midrash. It's not 100%. We're not. There are others who disagree. We're going to see others who disagree. Okay. So according to this view, the Yishmaelim and the Midyanim were equal groups. They each owned, at some point, Yosef. Okay? There's another view that says they're separate groups, but the Midyanim didn't really own Yosef. They're like a broker, which is why they're mentioned. That's why, they're called Socharim. They don't really want to. They don't want to keep an inventory, right? They brokered a deal. They see this kid in the pit. They see the Yishmaeli caravan, and they say, "Hey, I got this kid. You want him?" And the Yishmaelim buy him. Meaning, the Midyanim never really owned him, or maybe if they owned him, it was only for a very little period of time. They are socharim. They are merchants. Like I said, they don't want to. Have an inventory
between the brothers and
unclear. According to Rashi, if you would accept Rashi's view of this, yes, they must be brokering through the brothers. But Rashi leaves out the Midyanim entirely. That's the problem, right? He leaves them out entirely. He says the brothers sold them directly to the Yishmaelim. So maybe Rashi means he sold them directly to the Yishmaelim using the Midanim as a broker. Like, you sold your house directly to someone else, but you don't talk about the fact that you had a real estate broker, but that's muvan me'elav. That's understood on its own, that there is going to be someone who knows what they're doing acting as the broker.
Why don't they tell us they took a commission then?
Because that's obvious. If they're so charim, it's obvious they took a commission. Okay, so those are the two views, right? They're separate but equal. They each own them. Or maybe not. Maybe they simply acted as a broker. Okay. There's another opinion here that disagrees, and this actually clears things up a great deal. It leaves some confusion, but clears things up. Look on page 3. We have the opinion of the Ibn Ezra. We're still trying to find out who these groups are. So the Ibn Ezra, on top of page 3, Vayaavru, this is commenting on verse 28, mm-hmm. And they're passed by Midianite merchants, Vayaavru anashim Midianim, v'kasher avru ele hayishmaelim hasocharim, and when the Ishmaelite merchants passed by, but wait a second, the Ishmaelites are never called merchants in the Torah, the Ishmaelites have a caravan, the Midianim are called merchants. Ah, says the Ibn Ezra, Ki hamidyanim yikru'u yishma'ilim. It's the same group. Sometimes they're called yishma'ilim, sometimes they're called midyanim, and he quotes a pasuk in Shoftim to make his point. What he doesn't tell us is why. He never tells us why sometimes they're called midyanim and sometimes they're called yishma'ilim, but he says they are. That is a very neat way of solving this problem. Because if you go back to verse 28, Vayavru anashim midyanim socharim. A group of Midianite merchants passed by, and they, either the brothers or this group, well, it must be the brothers in this case, because you can't sell to yourself. So then the brothers lifted him up out of the pit, and the brothers sold him to who?
Israelites.
Who are also
Midianim.
The Midianim. So it explains what the Midianim are doing in the Pasuk, and explains who
just,
sold who. They're the same. It's the same people. Meaning, the Midrash says it's two different groups. Midianim, Yishmaelim, maybe Midianim are just brokers. Says the Ben Ezra, no, I have a much neater way of solving this problem. It's the same group of people, which also means there was one less sale. Right? The brothers sold him to the Yishmaelim, who are also the Midianim. Then the Midianim sold him maybe to the Midanim, and the Midanim then brought him to Egypt. But it definitely knocks off one.
And the Midianims were also a caravan?
We don't know. Unclear.
You know what? Why they're in the story to begin with?
No, we don't. They're just part of the paper trail of Yosef. Okay, so let's just keep clear here. We have two different opinions. One group says the Midianim and the Yishmaelim are two groups. The Midianim either playing a major or a minor role. And Ibn Ezra says no, it's the same people. Okay. The Ramban has a different view. The Ramban is maybe the most interesting view. Also makes things very clear. Page number 4, Nachmanides, Ramban. He says as follows. Page 4, does everyone see the arrow? This is the Ramban on Pasuk Chaf Hei. When they looked up and saw at a distance, meaning the brothers, men approaching from the direction of Gilad, they recognized them as a camel caravan of Yishmaelites on the way to Egypt. That's what that's clear, right? In verse 25, they lift up their eyes and they see a caravan of Yishmaelim. That's Pasuk Chafei. Great, perfect. Not sure how they recognize them as that, but they recognize them. For it was from Gilead that bombs and spice came, and it was their custom to bring it to Egypt. This was why Yehuda said to them, "Behold, these men come from afar and are traveling to a distant country. Let us sell him to them so that the matter should not become known." And when they came near, they discovered them to be merchants of spices and bombs, Midianite merchantmen. So their initial suspicion was correct. I'm sorry, was not correct. Midianite merchantmen who had hired the camels from the Ishmaelites.
So that's why they thought they were
Ishmaelites. Right, so there's some relationship between them. He's going to explain it. They sold Yosef to the Midianites, who purchased him for profit. But the company of Ishmaelites, the lessers of the camels, would not purchase him for their own investment purposes. So it was a caravan of Ishmaelites who had leased camels from the Midianites.
Vice versa.
But they didn't want to buy them themselves. Because that wasn't their business.
Yeah, well,
so the Midianites. So that it looked like a bunch of Ishmaelites, but really, who was in charge?
Ishmaelites.
The Midianites.
Just camel drivers.
Right. It says. Right. So according to the Ramban, the Ishmaelites were camel drivers, and the Midianites were slave owners. Right. So the slave owners sort of leased the camels from the Ishmaelim. So that's maybe why they thought they were Ishmaelim, because maybe the camels had specific markings or something like that of Ishmaelim. So that's why it says in verse 25, oh, here comes some Yishmaelim. But all of a sudden in verse 28, the Midianim are there. Why? Ah, because the brothers realize, no, it's not really Yishmaelim, it's really Midianim, who it's like it's a group of people in a Hertz, in a budget rental car. But they don't work for budget, they're just renting the car from budget. But they're their own private company. Okay? So Vayavrun Hashem Midianim, these really are Midianim. But who'd they sell them to? They sell them to the Ishmaelim, because the Midianim, right, don't want to buy, they're not slave owners. But the Ishmaelim, who also were leasing the camels to the Midianim, happened to have been there and they did a little side business with the brothers and took Yosef with them.
But here it says that the Midianim sold them to Egypt, so they did sell them to Midianim.
And the Midianite merchantsmen who had hired the camels to the Ishmaelites, they sold Yosef They, meaning I think the Ishmaelites,
sold I think it means the Midianites.
Yosef to the Midianites who purchased him for profit, but the company of Ishmaelites, the lessers of the camels, would not purchase him for their own investment. Yeah, maybe they bought him and then sold him right away, but they didn't invest, not for investment purposes. The verse which states, and they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites, means it was to them that the Midianites who bought him and turned him over, for they were the ones who transported to the, right? So they didn't really sell him to the Ishmaelites, but the Ishmaelites were transporting him, so that's the language the Torah uses. So they did not sell him to the Ishmaelites. They sold him, they did not sell him to the Ishmaelites, as according to the Ramban. They sold him to the Midianites, but it says they sold him to the Ishmaelites because the Ishmaelites were the ones who were transporting him. This is also the meaning of the verse, from the hand of the Ishmaelites that had brought him down thither, for he was in their care. But the Midianites were his masters. I mean, so the brothers really sold him to the Midianites. But the Torah uses the language of the Ishmaelim, it's only because the Ishmaelim were the ones who were transporting him. So that's how the Ramban, it was one caravan. The Midianites and the Ishmaelites are different people, but they were traveling together. Right? So now we have three opinions. Midianim and Ishmaelim are two different groups, have nothing to do with each other. A second opinion is the Midianim are just the middlemen, the merchants. But they were separate groups. They weren't traveling together. The third view of the Ramban is it was one caravan. They were traveling together, but different people. Midianite merchants who were also slave owners. Yishmaeli camel drivers who were hired by the Midianim to take them to Egypt. So when the Torah talks about Yosef being sold by the Ishmaelim, being brought to Egypt by the Ishmaelim, that's only because they were the ones who were actually doing the transportation. They were the trucking company, but they were not the owners of the merchandise.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I think that's the most plausible. That's what I was thinking all along. They must have been, the two groups somehow must be together in some way. That's what I'm thinking the whole time has to be.
Right.
So that to me good. Is the most plausible.
Okay, excellent.
Not to me.
Okay, good. So, right, well, that's why there are multiple explanations, because everyone's going to look at this differently.
What is it to you?
It doesn't make if you say that the Midianites are slave owners, why should they sell it to the Ishmaelim?
No,
they didn't.
They didn't sell it to the Ishmaelim. The Midianites sold him to Egypt, but it says the Ishmaelim sold him to Egypt because they were the ones who carried him to Egypt.
Okay, so it's
right?
Okay.
Right? Ah, good. Good question to clarify. Okay, so now, so that's one approach to this, which. Then we have to ask the question, how many sales, right? Maybe there were two sales by the brothers to the caravan and the Ishmaelites. Maybe there were three sales, which is what Rashi says. According to the Midrash, there were even four or five sales. It depends on how you understand Midianim, Ishmaelim, the brothers. They're clearly a group, and the Midianim. And there's the Egyptians, and there's Potiphar. So the max is five sales. The minimum is two sales, if in fact the brothers were the ones who sold them.
So, but why are we concerned with how many sales?
We just want to understand. We just want to understand exactly what happened. Just to understand, because when you read it, because like I said before, I asked who sold the brothers. Everyone said who sold Yosef. Everyone said the brothers sold Yosef, but maybe not. So it's not so clear. So we want to make sure we just understand the Torah. Because that's what we want to do.
But
we
still don't understand because everyone has a different.
Well, opinion. Now at least we have different. Now we have some clear ways to read the psukim, and I guess everyone has to think, you know, look at them and think which approach makes the most sense to them. But now there's a more radical approach. Okay. By the way, if in fact you say the brothers sold him, then the cover up to the brother to the father, right, to Yaakov. Would be after Reuven comes back to the pit and says, holy moly, where's my brother? They have no idea where he is, or Reuven has no idea where he is, right? Their goal was simply to ensure Reuven, that Reuven did not, that there was no one was getting in trouble. And so they decide to make the cover-up to the father, right? But we're going to see that there's another approach to this entire question. Which
so,
is, yeah.
So what you're saying is Reuven was not part of the cover-up.
Reuven was not part of this whole sale. That's why he comes back and sees that they're gone. Yeah, correct. Now we get to something which is really interesting. the opinion in some commentaries that the brothers were not involved in the sale of Yosef at all.
Is it fake?
Okay, we're going to go to page 6 in our packet. They were not involved in the sale of Yosef at all. Okay, and we're going to see that this may be the most straightforward way to read the Psukim. Let's look at the commentary of the Malbim on page 6. Okay, Meir ben Yechiel Michel Weiser, who lived from 1809 to 1879. He was Russian. He says the following. Everyone see where the arrow is?
Mm-hmm.
He says, V'haya atzak Yehuda be'ofen zeh, shehem yelchu, where the bracket starts. Start from the beginning. Lechu. What happens? What does Yehuda say in verse 26? He says, look, why should we kill him? And cover it up? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelim. Lechu, come, let us sell him. So commenting on that pasuk, the Malbim says, Uva asher akar magamatenu sheitrachek mi beit aviv v'lo yishtarer aleinu v'nasig atachik tazeh b'mashenim karen l'Ishmaelim. We're going to achieve our goal by selling him. What's our goal? Yehuda says to the brothers. Let's just get rid of him. He's a pain in the neck. He thinks he's going to rule over us. Let's get rid of him.
He's a cult.
We don't have to kill him. So we're going to be able to achieve our goal by selling him. Let's get rid of him. Ulam b'inyan ha-mechira nir'im divrei ha-mefarshim sha-yishma'ilim hotzi'uhu ba'atzma min habor v'lo echav machruhu. But if you just read the psukim and the commentaries, it seems like the Yishma'ilim took him out, or the Midyanim, who may be the Mishma'ilim, right, took him out, and the brothers didn't sell him. If you just read the psukim straight, the brothers didn't sell him.
It's not true, because in Kafchet you say, Vayimchiru et Yosef.
Who is that?
It doesn't matter.
Right, but it doesn't seem like it's the brothers. Vayavru anashim Midyanim socharim. These Midianites passed by. Vayimshechu vayalu. And they, presumably they, the Midyanim, lifted him up. So it doesn't sound like it's the brothers at all. So now go to where the bracket continues. V'haya atzat Yehuda ba'ofen zeh shehem yelchu v'yirhachu mikan. So what does he say? We're going to move away from him. He's in the pit. We're going to move away from him. She'al zeh amar va'ata lechu. Let's move away so we don't hear him. V'kasher ya'avru ha'yishmeilim v'yir'u ish mushlach babor. And when the Yishmeilim pass by and see this kid who's in the hole, yachshavu shehu ish mechuyav mita, they'll think he's some guy who's been sentenced to death. And so instead of the people who sentenced him to death actually killing him, they just threw him in a pit. V'yotziyuhu v'yikruhu le'eved kemo sheya hamin hagaz. They'll take him and they'll sell him as a slave, as was the custom. I mean, that's what Yehuda says. Let's just leave him in the pit and someone's going to come by and see him. They'll take him out and they'll sell him as a slave and we'll be done with him. Uvaze yiye eved below pulatenu. And then he'll be a slave without our action. We'll be free. We won't have done anything. Let's just finish this. Valze amar lechu mipo va'al yidei kein v'nim karnu. Let's move away from here. And through that, he'll be sold. Meaning, we will cause him to be sold. But we're not going to sell him directly. We're going to leave him in the pit. Someone's going to find him and sell him. La'yishmeilim. Uvichoze yadenu al tihibo. And then our hands won't be on him at all. We're not going to be the ones who killed him because we're going to throw him in the pit. We're not even going to be the ones who sold him. We're just going to leave him in the pit. But we know that someone else is going to come by because we see this group of Yishmaelim and Yosef is going to be screaming. Perush b'mechira hazot ki yaseh me'atzmo. It's going to happen on its own. Vayishmu'u echav. The brothers heard him, meaning they agreed with him. Shekiblu divrei Yehuda v'halchu mimakom hazeh. And they left. Let's go back at the psukim. Chaf vav. Vayomer Yehuda elechav ma betza ki naharog et achinu v'chisenu et amo. What good is it to kill him? L'chu v'nim kerenu li'yishmeilim. Right? Let's sell him, meaning not sell him directly. Let's cause him to be sold. By what? By leaving him in the pit. V'yadenu al tihibo, and our hands will not be on him, meaning not killing him, not selling him. Ki achinu b'sarenu, after all, he's our brother. We didn't leave him here. We'll make sure someone picks him up, but we're not going to do it. V'yishmu echav, they listened to him. But now what happens? Then the plan is something goes awry. V'ya'avru, then this group of Midianite comes. Aval betoch kach avru anashim Midianim socharim mitzad acher. All of a sudden, right, the brothers see the Yishmaelim coming from there. But coming from a closer distance is a group of Midianim. V'kdimu lavo l'makom habor lifnei boha Yishmaelim. They get there before the Yishmaelim get there. V'yim shechu ha-midanim mashchu v'ayulot Yosef ben habor. Then they, like the Pasuk says, that's the most clear way to read the verse, the Midianim lift him up out of the boar. V'heim machru l'Yishmaelim. And then the Yishmaelim get there. And they sell him to the Yishmaelim. V'eshrim kesef for 20 shekels. V'yishmaelim heviu et Yosef Mitzrayimah. And the Yishmaelim bring him to Egypt. U'ma shehizmin Hashem et ha-midanim haya b'shvil shelo yikhu ruvein kemo sheyitba'er. And God set this all up in order for somehow to save Reuven, who may have been nearby. But now what happens? V'yeshev Reuven el habor. Now Reuven comes back. He was somewhere else. Reuven haya imahem boto etza. He was with them in the plan, in the original plan, to cause him to be sold. Vitrachek, what?
The original plan to kill him?
No, to cause him to be sold. Right? Vitrachek gam kein az im yeter achim. And he walked away from the pit like the rest of the brothers. V'shar ba'atzmo sheyuchal lashuv el habor terem sheyagiyu ha'yishmaelim l'sham. And he thought to himself, I'm going to be able to go back to this pit before the Yishmaelim get there. Limshal habor heb mizrach v'achim hayu keneged b'tzad ha'marav v'ru Yishmaelim ba'im mirachok b'tzad marav v'tuachu heim l'tzad tzafon o'darom. The Yishmaelim are coming from one direction, the brothers in another direction. I'll be able to sneak back to the pit without my brother seeing and without the Yishmaelim getting there first. V'sha'ar uvein shebeterem yavo Yishmaelim ad ha'makov shesham yashu achim u'misham ad habor shehaya v'adai rachok min ha'achim l'tzad mizrach shelo yishmu kolo. They separated themselves, as we learn later, so they wouldn't even hear Yosef screaming. So they were quite a distance away. So Reuven says, hey, I'll be able to get back. Yakdim hu etatzmo v'yotziu min habor. I'm going to get there and take him out of the hole. Aval ha-midanim bo mitzad mizrach shesham habor v'otziu oto kodem shebab Reuven. But the Midianim get there first, before Reuven. That explains Reuven's surprise. Why is Reuven surprised if he's part of this whole plan? He's surprised because he thought he was never going to be able to outrun the Yishmaelim. But he didn't realize that coming from the other side, from a much closer distance, were the Midianim.
So what was he going to do with them?
maybe bring him home. Good question.
Let
me just finish this. Upagu b'Yishmaelim machru. So they come quicker than Midianim, and then they sell him to the Yishmaelim. Ukishebaru Uvein ra'a she'en Yosef babor. When Reuven gets there, he sees Yosef's not in the hole. He comes back, he's legitimately surprised. Our brother's not in the pit anymore. The Yishmaelim haven't gotten there yet. What happened? I came to check on him. Because the father's definitely going to send me, right? I'm the oldest. Dad's going to send me to go get him if we come back without him. So I went back to check on him so I could bring him back, it sounds like. But now he's gone. He's legitimately surprised. Okay? So according to the Malbim, this is fascinating. The brothers had nothing to do with the sale.
Why is he surprised if they put him into the pit hoping that somebody would come along and take him? So
because
why is he surprised?
Because he thought he'd get there before the Yishmaelim who was supposed to buy him.
17. How old is Reuven?
He's 30. I decided.
I'm not sure. We have to go back and look at the age differences and the.
That's significant too.
Why?
Well, because the maturity of rethinking the plan of being away from your brothers for a minute, like you're all separated,
right?
And you're the oldest, and you're more mature, and you suddenly think, you know, this is a really bad idea. This is
our
brother in a pit, and our dad's going to be really cross.
Right. Right. Yeah. So he goes back.
Yeah.
So according to this, right, there's no cover up. Right? Because when they go back and they tell their father that Yosef is dead, they may really think he's dead. because they were not involved in his sale. And some
but
other group got there first.
But how can they say there is a difference between disappeared and not dead?
No, meaning they think someone took him and killed him.
Yeah, so later on, when they
right, meaning, one second, they think someone, right, the plan was for them to tell Yaakov, right, after Reuven discusses, right, after Reuven comes back and says, hey, where's my brother, right? So the brothers really may have believed that a wild animal ate Yosef, because Reuven comes back and says, he's gone.
Don't we know that later on when Yosef actually identifies and they don't know him, but it all comes out and their reaction then, can't we tell from that that they thought he was dead?
That's possible. It works. It does fit. It's not necessarily the only way to read the Psukim back then. Yeah, but that's a very good point. And so they, and so if it's not a cover-up, then why do they dip his coat in blood?
Yeah.
So it could be they go to the books. They really believed he was dead. But they wanted to make sure that Yaakov really believed it. It was just a way to help Yaakov sort of get closure. They really think he's dead because they had this perfect plan. We're going to sit and watch the Ishmaelim pick him out of the hole, and then he'll be gone. We'll watch him. But all of a sudden, Reuven comes back and says, wait a second, guys. Something's gone terribly wrong. Our brother's gone. He's probably dead. And so it could be that there really is no cover-up to Yaakov. So according to this opinion, this is really, really fascinating that the brothers didn't sell him at all. They didn't want him. They didn't want him there. They left him in a pit, assuming that the sale was going to happen, sort of by them just standing watching, while they're never doing it. So this goes back to the question we started with, right? And we say, who sold Yosef, right? It's not a huge machloket, right, between all the commentaries as to who was responsible for him. Now, if you just look at one other,
doesn't the fault lie with the brothers who put him in the first place?
Oh, look, of course the fault lies with him, but the question is, what exactly happened, right? What exactly happened? Did they sell him? Did they not sell him? Who are all these people? Yeah, of course they planned for him to disappear,
him to
for
die.
Sure.
They
no,
him in
no,
pit.
No, but no, because they no.
They knew people would come by.
They
and
saw
if
it.
Person didn't come
they,
by.
No, they saw it. It says they saw the Ishmaelim coming, and they said, "This is perfect."
If that does go to their character,
this is perfect.
That does go to teaching us about their character. We do have to know.
Well, I didn't. So they already knew the caravans were on their way when they put
right.
Him in
the hole. Says it right. Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I'll just read you the Chizkuni, who says it explicitly on page 7, the last page that I gave you. It says it, Min Habor. This is the Chizkuni. Ve'achav lo yadu me'uma mikol zot. Right, the brothers have no idea that he's being taken out of the pit. Ukishalach Reuven el Habor ve'lo matzu. When Reuven goes back and doesn't find him. Chashvu kulam chayara achaltu. They all thought that he was really killed by a wild animal. Velo shakru la'avihem. And they did not lie to their father. She'im machru l'shum adam lo haya goy umamlacha bedalad pinot ha'olam shelo yivakshu ad she'edu birur davarim hu chayimet. Had he really been sold, right? I think what the Chizkuni is saying is, everyone would have known that Yosef, right, the son, the favorite son of the great Jacob, is missing. Everyone would be looking for him, but people stopped. People, there was no APB, there was no face on the milk carton, there was no
Albert,
you know,
Amber
there
alert.
Was no nothing on the telephone
no
poles, right? Because no one thought he was right. This is very we wonder this question: if people right really if he was missing, right? People would have, been looking for him, but the brothers really thought he was dead, and that's why, and so they didn't lie to their father, which is a very interesting thing, right? If you say that the brothers sold him, then they lie to their father, but if you accept this version of events, then everyone comes out looking a little bit better.
Except that.
But he comes back to the pit and there's nothing there and there's no blood and anything. This is an animal got him. There would be some remains. It wouldn't be just a nice clean pit.
I don't know.
I agree with you.
Good question.
Well, I don't think
Could be an animal took him out and dragged him off somewhere. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I think the boy sold him.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They didn't sell him, but they sold.
Even though it goes to character, I'm not sure Yakov's stress over the whole thing is any less. Whether he sold him, didn't
right, sell because they think, because right, he thinks he's dead.
Yeah.
Yaakov thinks he's dead no matter what really happened.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, for sure. Right, but the question is, were they lying to their father? I mean, this plan went terribly wrong, but in the end, did they lie to him and say he's dead, or did they really, really believe that he's dead? So according to the second view by the Chizkuni and the Malbim, they really believed he's dead.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you actually tell the whole truth and say, well, to your father, I don't really know what happened. We were going to sell him. We're going to leave him there. Like, if you told
but they weren't taking the blame. They weren't taking the blame.
Well, it could be. Although it could be, they're saying that we know what goes on in these parts. We know what's going. We know what goes on in these parts. If the Yishmaelim didn't take him, then he's dead. Maybe those are the only two real options. Because you know it was a bad neighborhood, right? They know what's going on. You know, so and the fact that they say a wild animal took him, and Yaakov doesn't say, what do you mean? There are no wild animals in that area, is another indication that there were, and it's plausible.
And how small is a 17-year-old at that time?
Who knows? Maybe it was a bear. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows?
In Israel, there but are
in the end, it wasn't a wild animal.
Israel, huh?
All right, everyone. That's it. Have a good day.